Caring people make the difference at American Senior Communities. Visit ASCSeniorCare.com for more information about services, location, and special stories of seniors.
Welcome back to Caregiver Crossing on 93 WIBC. It is Terry, Stacy, Tina McIntosh has stepped out for a bit. And with us in her place is Candace Preston, who will join us during this segment. Hello, Candace.
Hey there.
Thank you for sticking around.
No problem.
I hate that everybody left me, but you're still here. Bless
I'm
your
always
heart.
Be with you, Terry.
We have Sunny Fleshman. She is the director of the Indiana Twilight Wish Foundation. Hello, Sunny.
Hi.
Martha Miles is here. Hello, Martha.
Hello.
And also with us is Tanya Piercy, who is the activities director for
Brownsburg Meadows.
Brownsburg Meadows. How's everybody doing today?
Great.
Great.
I want to hear all of you. There they are. Everybody is here. Well, on Sunday, July 22nd, Martha Miles, who is a resident at Brownsburg Meadows, enjoyed a night with her friends and family at an Indianapolis Colts game, and then she was blasted all over social media. She was all over newspaper and television. Martha, that was a pretty cool night, wasn't it?
Oh, it was fabulous.
You know, tell us about why you wanted to go to a Colts game.
Well, I'm just a great Colts fan, and before I went to the Meadows, I attended a lot of their home games when they were at the old stadium, but I'd never been to Lucas, so that was my main reason I wanted to see him playing in Lucas.
The Twilight Wish Foundation, if you're just joining us. Sunny, explain a little bit about what you do.
Well, we're a wish-granting organization for seniors right here in Indianapolis. We are on a mission to make a difference in people's lives who have made a difference in ours.
It's a pretty simple mission, but so far everything's gone very well. Granted, how many wishes now, Sunny, have you done? Maybe three or four?
Yes, it's picking up. It is definitely picking up.
We'll mention right here that if you know of a senior that has something still on their bucket list, a wish that they'd like to have granted, whether that is an appliance or it's a Colts game or an Indians game as we've done, or whatever it may be, a hot air balloon ride, or just let us know through the Twilight Wish Foundation. We will get that information here for you in just a moment. A very special night for Martha Miles. And as the activities director, Tanya, I know you get to know your residents very well and you learn their lives. When did you hear about Martha's wish and that she wanted to go to a Colts game?
Well, I've always known Martha's a big Colts fan. She watches all the games in the lobby there and on her TV. So when I was talking with her one day, we were talking about her love of the Colts, and she said, well, she used to attend when they were at the Hoosier Dome, and she said that she had never gotten to see them play at Lucas Oil Stadium and that she would love to be able to go to Lucas Oil Stadium, because I thought, well, maybe we could take her on a tour. And then I thought, you know what? Let's shoot for her to actually attend a Colts game at Lucas Oil and get to see that. And it turned into so much more with the help of, you know, so many other people she got to meet. She got to meet some of the players that night and got her picture with them and got to speak with them a little bit. We had sweet teas. It was very, very, very awesome.
Absolutely. Yeah. It was an incredible night. And Martha, what did it mean for you to have this wish come true?
Well, it's a lifetime experience for me, you know, probably. That's why I appreciate it so much. It's really my one wish. So it was granted.
Yeah, it was granted. And you got to meet some players.
Yeah,
I did. I even got a hug.
I've got a picture right here, Martha. You're with Pat McAfee.
Yeah, oh, with McAfee. Cool.
Who else is with you?
Vinatieri and Matt.
Oh, that's Overton. I'm sorry. Yeah. That's who that is.
Yeah. It's Matt Overton.
Lucky woman.
Yes. I think that's pretty awesome. I think that is very, very cool.
I also have an autographed football, which is very special.
You did did just about everybody sign it, or you have a
just the three.
This is three that were with you.
Yeah.
Nice.
We got to go to the field when we first got there.
Oh my goodness.
So we were right down there with them. That was special.
Well, it is special. Not everybody gets to do that.
Yes.
I mean, that is really a once-in-a-lifetime kind of event.
It really is.
It's very cool. Tanya, was that about as happy as you've ever seen Martha?
Oh, my gosh, yes. I think we were all in tears, you know, watching her and seeing her excitement. And they were so sweet to her. And I want to give props to the three of those guys. I mean, they were just amazing with her and, you know, took their time to come over and speak with us and speak with her. And they spent some time with her. I mean, they spent some good time with her, and it was pretty cool.
That's awesome.
It wasn't snatch and grab.
No. When did you become a Colts fan, Martha?
Oh, when they first came.
Really? Yes. Have you always loved football?
Yes.
And understand the game? And have you
I don't understand it all. I appreciate having the what play was in, and interpret it for me. But,
I just love it.
I can watch and tell what's going on.
Sunny, what was that night like for you, watching one of your wishes come true?
It was just incredible. I mean, definitely, like Martha said, it was a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Just, you know, being able to experience that and really just the generosity of people. I mean, that wish in particular was made possible by so many individual people who are caring and just, you know, did simple things to really make a difference and just took this wish to the next level. So I'm just very appreciative of everyone who had a hand in this and who made Martha's night special.
Yeah. Tanya, how many people were with you that evening?
We had Martha's son and daughter-in-law were with us. And then she got to pick another person. And Ken, which is also at our facility, a friend of Martha's, she chose him to go along too. He's a fellow Colts fan. They watch the games together and such. So it was fun. You know, and then Mindy Balka from American Senior Communities and myself were there.
What a night.
And Sunny, of course.
Tanya Piercy is who we're talking to right now, Activities Director at Brownsburg Meadows. And then Martha Miles, she is one of the Twilight Wish Foundation's most recent wish recipients. And it was indeed a very special night. She wanted to go to a Colts game, and Sunny and many others made that dream come true, that wish come true. Sunny, as we mentioned, this is one of many wishes that are in the works through the Twilight Wish Foundation. And if anybody would like to help grant a wish or would like a wish granted, how do they do it?
Our nomination form can be either found on the American Senior Community website, ASCSeniorCare.com, or at TwilightWishFoundation.org.
Okay. We've got just a little bit of your phone sounds just a little strange to us, so we'll do that again. ASCSeniorCare.com, or you can go to TwilightWishFoundation.org. Is that right? TwilightWishFoundation.org. All right. Tanya, do we have more that are waiting? Once Martha comes back and she tells everybody about what she did, does everybody have a wish over at Brownsburg Meadows now?
Yes, absolutely. We're going around and getting our list. So, Sunny, be ready.
Yeah. All right.
Can I say one more thing?
I want you to.
I want to thank Tanya. She's the one that did all this from the beginning.
Yeah.
And I appreciate her so much.
What do you think was your very favorite part of the night, Martha?
Probably being down on the field and meeting the guys. Yeah.
And they I tell you what, Martha, they took your picture and they tweeted it to every one of their fans, and they've got hundreds and thousands of followers. You were everywhere. We couldn't keep up with it. We were seeing more of you than we were the game. I mean, it was really a night. Do you have a Colts jersey?
Oh, yes.
Okay. Well, make sure you've got a Colts jersey.
That was given to me.
Yeah, the Twilight Wish Foundation got that as part of her wish. They came to the facility when we told her that she got to go to the game and gave her her Andrew Luck jersey.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. That is so cool. All right. Tanya Piercy, Activities Director at Brownsburg Meadows, along with Sunny Fleshman from the Twilight Wish Foundation and Martha Miles. She is our latest Twilight Wish recipient, and it was granted. We stamp it. We put it in the file. Over and done. Thank you, ladies, very much for coming to see us today.
Thank you.
ASCSeniorCare.com for more information. Don't go anywhere. We've got more of Caregiver Crossing still to come after today's top stories on 93 WIBC.